Okay, this is Chairman Brad Holton. I'll bring the meeting to order. We have a 11 o'clock meeting with the Director of Human Resources to discuss Dayforce performance management. All right. And with that, I'm a little...
Mr. Chair, I can start this.
Let's have you do that. That would be great. Also present is Commissioner Brooks, Commissioner Van Beek.
Yep. So Director Denner wanted some direction on performance management for the county. This is something we've needed for a long time since I've been here, as some kind of rubric for the county with performance management. HR has been pivotal through the years trying to standardize this, and now we have an application with Dayforce that has the tools to potentially build this out as a standard for the county. Now, there might be a few elected officials, like the sheriff, might opt out, but at least the conversation could have to see if they can bring into that standard. So that was the conversation today. Just wondering what you want to do with performance management.
Good morning, Chairman, Commissioners. We had talked about this for a while, and I was just looking for direction on the implementation of the performance management module inside of Dayforce. We had talked about it in 2024, and the cost to do it within ADP was pretty astronomical. So when we moved and put the RFP out for a new HRIS system, a performance management module was part of the requirement. And so the performance management module is in Dayforce, ready for configuration. I recognize that I have a timeline here provided by Chief Rast about when we think we might move to performance management. I just wanted to talk to the board directly about the actual configuration of the module with inside the application. I think that it's important to move forward with the configuration of it now because we have a resource assigned by Dayforce to help us with the configuration. Just because if the county's not prepared to implement the performance management, that's okay too, but it can be configured today and sit inside the system ready to be activated whenever we're ready to activate it based on office and department buy-in and when the commissioners decide. As a board, you're ready to move forward with performance management as part of a merit increase or however you wanted to use that functionality moving forward. Like I said, I do have a resource assigned by Dayforce to be able to do that. It is a process where they teach you how to configure the system so you can have that knowledge forever moving forward. It's a highly configurable system where essential responsibilities and skill sets can be highly modified for each department. Maybe as granular down to each role in each department, depending on what the essential responsibilities are for that. But I do think it's important to be able to configure that now. And so I wanted to just bring to your attention, I have time set aside and we do have that resource assigned and it's truly supposed to start on Thursday. So I just wanted to make sure that I had direction from you. I can cancel that meeting if you choose not to move forward with the configuration now. That's why I wanted to come in front of you today.
Mr. Chairman, I'm in favor of moving forward with the configuration now while we have the resources with Dayforce and then letting it sit until we get further down the road and can discuss with other EOs what they want to do with it.
I think I'm in agreement with that too. I think one of the things I learned by the implementation of Dayforce is that you can't communicate enough and you can't possibly have enough workshops that then everybody feels that they were aware and they had the buy-in and all of that. So I like the idea to go ahead and get it configured, and then we know what we're talking about to our people, and then if we perceive that there's specific areas that might need to be tweaked or whatever, we have the time to do that before we truly launch and implement that.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
So, Chairman, can I ask a question? So on that, Marty, then you'll be meeting with the offices and departments to figure out what you called granular, how to implement that. So tell me how that works.
I think initially I would just configure it generically, like work with the Dayforce consultant to learn how to configure the system generically, and then you can build off of that in however you want to down to each department. If we're not ready to move forward in 2026, I don't know if I would meet with the departments then or the offices then, because I don't know if it would remain the same when we would be ready to implement it in future fiscal years or however that might be. I think it's important to set aside the time to be able to learn how to set up the system in a generic fashion for performance management. And then you can take what you learn generically and you can drill down to be able to do it essentially when you're ready to move forward to make sure that the essential responsibilities and skill sets that are required for the job that are going to be graded is based on performance is timely.
Yep. And Chairman, follow up.
I'll just make a comment, Commissioner Van Beek. I would totally not be in favor of requiring her to go ahead and do that all by herself. I think the board needs to be involved with the EOs and the directors. And so I'm adamantly opposed to having her just go ahead and try to set the whole thing up on her own. I think there is no form or protection from the board over our director in doing it in that manner. So if I misunderstood what you're saying, my apologies, but I'm just voicing my position that I want this going forward as the county, not the board directing the director of HR to set it up the way she sees it. Not that she's not capable. I just think that doesn't give you any protection and it doesn't make it us. And so.
And I would ask, would you be agreeable to just setting it up generically, like in an.
Oh, yes, totally.
Generic, and then. Yep. To drill down when the time is right, when the board is decided.
Absolutely.
I also wouldn't want to take the time to actually drill down for each office or department right now if it's not going to be utilized for FY27.
Right.
It just doesn't, it feels like a waste of time for everyone and right. then to not be able to utilize it moving forward.
I agree.
Immediately.
And my misunderstanding.
And I think there was some misunderstanding, Chairman, on what my question was. I guess I'm looking to how to stage it so that it's a win. For Marty and a win for the offices
yeah.
in that. And so what I hear you saying really is that this is internal training for HR. So you're going to gather the information and hold on to that so you know how to configure, which I think that's awesome. I'm for that. And then at the proper time,
yes,
when we get a little bit farther down the road, sure.
Whatever it took for with each office and department.
Right.
Yeah.
Mr. Chair, on this one, I think it's a great approach, and I would ask if IT could be an early adopter of this, because I also have Steve Webb here, too. Is within IT as a department under the board, we've always struggled with performance evaluations, so we would love to jump on this boat as soon as the board is ready to do this, because we have a standard. We've worked with HR in the past. I just feel like we could do it a lot better,
okay.
And there's 41 people that we do performance evaluations on.
And Chairman, there is a lot of room for this program. I'm glad we have it. Up to this point, it feels like, at least to me, because we didn't have a standard in there, that it's, we just need a foundation. So thanks for making this part of the requirement on the package that will help everybody make it fair and equitable for employees in the county.
And I think what we're agreeing to is that we hold the liberty and the flexibility that if IT and the HR director sees that we could put a module in action there, then we can consider that. So I'm amenable to that. Yep. Very good. All right. I like this forward thinking and taking advantage of Dave Force's energies and availability to get it configured. Best we know it today. Yeah. All right. Anything else?
I don't think so.
Wow. That's cool. All right. We're still looking forward to the working with us with the new revision of the employee handbook and then, of course.
Did you want a little HR brief update? Is that what you were asking for?
Yeah.
Okay. So I've calendared out my revision of the HR handbook should be done by March the 10th.
Okay.
To give to legal and commissioners for review. I will say that we just processed payroll through Dayforce for the third time, and we had zero errors in only three pay cycles.
Excuse me, could you repeat that on the record, please?
We had zero errors in three pay cycles.
Wow. So very well. That takes a whole...
People is pretty... That's pretty great.
It takes a whole team to do that. That's outstanding.
I'm pretty proud of that.
Yeah.
The recruiting module seems to be working out just fine. Anna has taken ownership of that. If any elected office or any director has had questions, they've reached out directly, and she has managed all of those expectations moving forward. And I believe the onboarding is going fairly well through Dayforce. We just had a few hiccups, but again, you can't test for every single scenario, and you're never going to be able to fix every single thing until you're working in it in a practical fashion. So
right.
I think the testament to it is when the challenges have come, HR has fixed and resolved expeditiously and had the system moving forward immediately. So we just keep trudging along with trying to fill some empty PCNs for some offices that are actively recruiting today, and we're feeling pretty good.
All right. Sounds good. Any questions?
I don't know.
You're welcome to come back anytime and give this kind of report. We always like that kind of report. Appreciate it. Appreciate all the hard work that your team's doing to have those kind of statistics to brag about. That's give them thank you from me. I appreciate it.
Of course.
Thank you.
All right. We ready to move to the next thing?
I think so.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Marty.
Yes.
So we have also a 11:30 agenda item. Would staff want me to pause?
It's at 11 o'clock.
It's at 11. What's that?
The agenda item, Mr. Chairman, is 11.
It's 11, but for the audio recording, let's just do a short, brief pause so we can save this file off as one, and then we'll start the next recording.
You said
11:30.
That's why I said it.
Oh,